one verse in Ezekiel chapter 5, because it is essential for our understanding of why Jerusalem is going to be the focus of this world. Ezekiel 5 and verse 5. Thus saith the Lord God, this is Jerusalem, Harushalayim. I love it in Hebrew. It sounds so beautiful. Harushalayim. You got to put the twirl in your tongue. Try that with me, will you? Harushalayim. One more time. Put the twirl in your tongue. Say it again. Harushalayim. Isn't that a beautiful sound? Jerusalem. Harushalayim. He puts it, look, hear what he says. This is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and the countries that are round about her. God places Jerusalem in the center of the earth. He has a purpose. He brings the Jew into existence. He gives them this nation for the purpose of being those witnesses that will give testimony of the reality of a pure, perfect, almighty, holy God. Even the secular Jew today is walking evidence of a God who is almighty, who is powerful, who can do what he said he was going to do because he sustained them for 4,000 years. That's amazing. No other people can claim that. And so even a secular Jew who has no idea of religion at all is a testimony, a walking, living testimony of what he's going to do. And so he puts Jerusalem in the center of the earth with all the countries around her, there to give testimony of the blessing received when you're obedient. And of course, they receive the word of God, Romans chapter 3. They will preserve the word of God, and they will communicate or transmit the word of God to the world. So God had a reason for placing Jerusalem in the center of the earth and giving that to the Jewish people. But because of that, the enemies of the Jewish people are not going to stand still. Who is the motivator behind these enemies of the Jewish people? Satan. That's what we looked at yesterday. Satan, when he realized there was a Messiah coming, Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, what did he do? He contaminated the human race. How did he contaminate the human race? If from the loins of a beautiful Jewish girl one day would come forth a Messiah, he had to shut that out. So contaminate the human race. Well, the flood was a result of the contamination of the human race. It says in chapter 6 of Genesis, the sons of God, over in the book of Job, chapter 38, the sons of God were angels. The sons of God had sexual relationship with the daughters of men, and he contaminated the human race. You ever wonder why there's a genealogy in chapter 5 of Genesis, just before the record of the flood in chapter 6, 7, and 8? Do you know that genealogy? You can learn something from genealogies. That genealogy in chapter 5 of Genesis starts with Adam and it concludes with Noah. And you know what? There's not one evil angel listed in that genealogy. That's why in chapter 6, God said, I find Noah perfect, not perfect without sin. All of us have been born in sin. Perfect that he doesn't have any angelic, evil angelic strain in his bloodline. There's not one listed there. He is pure. He is that individual that will then leap over that flood period when all of humankind will be destroyed except for eight souls and have responsibility for starting the next batch of humankind. Because Satan wanted to contaminate the human race, that's exactly what he did. But when they come into the land in the last days, Satan is now going to try to destroy the Jewish people. Tonight, I'm going to show you the people he has selected to try to wipe out the Jewish people and the reasons behind it as we look at the Palestinian people for the end times. It's been Satan's plan. Why do you think there was a Holocaust? Why do you think there was a Spanish Inquisition? Why do you think there has been anti-Semitism rampant across the world? Because if Satan can wipe out the Jew, what happens? God's plan fails. And God's no longer God. If he can't keep his promise, he's not God. He cannot lie. If he lies, he's not God. And so they, oh, by the way, why do you think the church has gone into a mode of anti-Semitism when they claim to have replaced the Jew. Any church that says, we have replaced the Jew, there's no program for Israel in the future, is satanic. Because they're endeavoring to try to rid the world of Jews through religion. And if they can say, we've replaced it, there's no... That's exactly what Hitler said. You know why the Holocaust came into existence? Because of Martin Luther. Martin Luther, the father of the Reformation. Martin Luther saw that grace was the way, not works, and he changed, but he kept some of his baggage with him. His eschatology was wrong. Martin Luther wrote books, preached sermons, wrote songs, anti-Semitic. Destroy the Jew. They have turned against God. We must replace them. That was a replacement theology coming from his background. And he never got rid of that. And who established the mother church of Germany? The Lutheran church, Martin Luther. I'm not saying Martin Luther wasn't a born-again believer. I'm simply saying he had a wrong theology that started that wrong here 400 years before, and then 400 years later was this wide. I'm not saying the Lutheran people are responsible for the Holocaust. I'm saying they're responsible for not stopping the Holocaust. They stood by. And Hitler went in to kill the Jews, and they were just standing there because of a wrong theology. You understand what I'm saying? And that's exactly what God is going to watch over as Satan moves to try to destroy the Jewish people. Now, he's going to intercede. He's going to save them. He's not going to let them all be destroyed. But there's going to be a lead up to this.